Welcome into your morning conversation on KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe. I'm Matt Tritton. Today we have the pleasure of speaking with Matt Longacre, a Northwest Missouri State University graduate and a member of the Los Angeles Rams. Longacre is in his fourth season in the NFL, all spent with the Rams, and this weekend he'll play in Super Bowl 53 against the New England Patriots. He was kind enough to take some time out of a very hectic Super Bowl week schedule in Atlanta to talk with us.
Coming a long way from Northwest Missouri State University to the NFL, but now also a chance to play in a Super Bowl and a guy that played national championships with Northwest too. Mm-hmm. But if you can, take me from playing in a championship in Florence, Alabama, to now playing in a Super Bowl in Atlanta this weekend, and just contrasting those two different settings and what this has been like for you.
There's a lot more media at the Super Bowl than there was at the national championships. I can tell you that much. But it's been a good, it's been a cool experience. I'm trying to soak it all in. And luckily today is kind of our last day of media. So we can really get back down to really why we're here, to play a game on Sunday. And that can't come soon enough.
Is it easy going through, and once you do kind of get rid of the media aspects of it later on today, but is it easy to kind of look forward to this and say, don't worry about what this game looks like on paper, what everybody's saying it is, just treat it like another football game?
Yeah, for me, that's how I'm treating it. It is, at the end of the day, this is just another football game. Yeah, it's for all the marbles, it's for the diamonds and everything like that, but it is a football game against two really good teams. We're playing really well right now, in my opinion. Defensively, these past two games have been really good for us. We've been able to stop two great running teams and able to shut down the pass a lot too this past 2 weeks. So really looking forward to just getting back to that rhythm and going out there and see how the chips fall.
It's been a fantastic season for the Rams, obviously, and going through the playoffs been difficult. You go from dispatching Drew Brees last week to now turning to Tom Brady, but a couple Hall of Fame quarterbacks in back-to-back weeks. What's that like kind of preparing for and looking at these two guys?
Yeah, I mean, they're both, like you said, some of the greatest of the game. I mean, in my opinion, Tom Brady's probably the greatest quarterback of all time. A lot of things that you do last week kind of correlate to this week. I mean, you gotta first off stop the run. That's what you gotta do every week. If you make the team one dimensional, it's only gonna help you. And then secondly, you just gotta get pressure on Brady, either if it's up the middle or off the edge. Kind of mix things up and try to throw him off his timing and rhythm that he's so used to.
Have you had a chance to develop much of a relationship with Dave Tolleson, another Bearcat that won a couple Super Bowls and beat Tom Brady as well?
Yeah, I mean, he's a good dude. We talk a lot. I've gone hunting with him in the off season. It's good. I was actually supposed to call him before we made it down here, and we were trying to figure out tickets and all that stuff last week, and kind of dropped my mind, but now that you've kind of popped into my head, I'm probably going to give him a call later today. But no, he's a good dude. I mean, he's definitely one of those guys that's helped me kind of throughout my journey. He actually had the same defensive line coach that I did my first 2 years in the league, and so I was able to kind of throw some stuff off him. He got back to me about kind of what to expect when I first got into the league and all that stuff. So he's been a great resource for me.
Is it kind of unbelievable to think about, a Division II program like this, but a couple guys that are such standout defensive linemen? One already with Super Bowl rings and won a chance to come in and win one this week against the greatest dynasty in the NFL.
Yeah, and I mean, it's just a testament to what they've got going at Northwest. And, I mean, more specifically, what Coach Wright has done for that, that defensive line position. I mean, he was the DC/D-line coach when I was there. When Dave was there, I think he was the D-line coach. Now he's the head coach, which he obviously deserves. Super stoked for him. But, no, I mean, it's just a testament to what they've kind of built up at Northwest.
When you were first getting in, and speaking of Coach Wright, did he say anything to you? Did you realize at that point, working with him, you had the chance to get on that trajectory of becoming an NFL player and getting to this point?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I've had that question a lot. It's more, I never went to Northwest expecting this to be, and this was never really the goal. I could say more of a dream. I mean, obviously you're playing college football. You'd like to have the opportunity to pursue that as your career. But, you know, after my junior year where I played fairly well, I started kind of getting that talk. And I know I kind of rolled with it there. And then Coach Wright, after the season, after my senior season, we kind of sat down and talked about what we have to do or what I have to do. Got me in touch with the right people. And, you know, 4 years later, here I am.
And going through with the Rams, some great defensive players there throughout that team, but then also, you know, maybe the best defensive player in the NFL with Aaron Donald and a lot of really good linemen going through these past few years. To be able to stick with the Rams, to be playing each week and now finding yourself in the Super Bowl, what's that kind of like going through and seeing those guys around that room, but knowing that that you're their peer and just right there with them, doesn't matter where you came from?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's definitely an experience. I mean, you could start all the way back in St. Louis. So, I mean, with Chris and Will Hayes and Eugene Sims, I mean, just Rob Quinn, all those dudes have just kind of taken me under their wings when they were here and, I mean, have been more than helpful. I mean, you don't know what to expect when you get to the next level. You don't know how, I mean, realistically, I'm fighting for their jobs and they're fighting to hold me back. So, they've been great to me. They were great to me. Nothing but helpful. I mean, now you got AD where you watch in awe sometimes because he makes it look so easy. And it's just like, I could do that. And then you get out there and you're like, no, the only guy that's doing that's AD. So it's definitely cool to be and be a part of that. He's a great dude, great locker room guy, definitely a huge leader of this team.
These last 2 weeks, have you just paused at any point, kind of set back and thought about what it would be like, what it would mean to you when the confetti falls if the Rams are Super Bowl champs?
No, I mean, it would definitely be an experience. I got my family out here that they're going to be able to experience it with me, and that's all I can ask for. And on top of that, I guess I won a national championship in college. I won a high school championship. I mean, all I need now is an NFL championship to complete the set.
That's Matt Longacre of the Los Angeles Rams. They'll play the Patriots in Super Bowl 53 this Sunday. I'm Matt Tritton, and that's your Morning Conversation.